Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own." And Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And Jesus said, "The Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. Therefore, what I speak just as the Father has told me. So let anyone with ears to hear listen." Many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And the love of many will grow cold. And Jesus said, "Woe to those who have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. It is these they ought to have practiced without neglecting the others, for they clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence." And Jesus said, "You will know them by their fruits." And Jesus said, "Listen and understand. What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. It is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All of these things come from within, and they defile a person." And Jesus said, "This is the judgment: that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light." And Jesus said, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, you will have to give an account for every careless word that you utter. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." And Jesus said, "On that day of judgment, the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." And Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." And Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. And Jesus said, the greatest commandment is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And during supper, on the last night of his life, Jesus got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. And Jesus said, do you know what I have done to you? If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should do as I have done to you. And Jesus said, I give you a new command, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. For by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. And remember that I am with you always, even to the end of the age. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God.